Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. Yesterday, I turned 33 years old. I don't really make much of a big deal of birthdays. I don't find them particularly celebratory nor depressing, as many people do. In my mind, birthdays, they come and go. And if nothing else, they're a good time to kind of sit back and get some perspective and take stock of your life and really kind of evaluate how things are going and what changes you'd like to make in the coming year. And this year, what I'm thinking a lot about is my body of work, or the trail that I'm leaving behind, so to speak, or the work that I'm doing that I can look back at and point to and say, I made that and it's helping people. And I think I'm thinking about that more seriously this year, because this year, for the first time in a while, I feel like I have something like that that I can point to. And that is my other podcast called Forecast. I started Forecast, I think, soon after my 32nd birthday. And now, you know, almost a year later, we're about 75 episodes in, and the show is getting traction. We're making a lot of connections and we're creating a lot of value for the audience. And I think the show's got a bright future and it's only going to grow and be more successful and create more value as the years go on. So I'm pretty happy about that and the progress that we've made. And now I'm thinking about, well, what's next? And Forecast is going to continue for sure. But what else is there? What else are we doing? What's missing right now? And I feel like what's missing right now is, while Forecast is very professional, it's very polished, it's very valuable, and it's much like, you know, most of the other podcasts that you're probably familiar with, what it isn't is it isn't very raw. It isn't very unfiltered. It isn't very uncut. It's not supposed to be those things, but I feel like I need something like that. I need something a little bit more real and authentic that I can share with the audience. And that's the idea behind this show. This show is going to be daily. It's going to be raw. I'm not going to script these. I'm not going to rehearse these. I'm going to have a topic in mind, certainly have a story to share. And then I'm going to hit record, whether it's at my desk in the office with a professional audio setup like I have now, or whether it's at a coffee shop, or whether I'm driving to a client or whatever it may be. The focus is not going to be on the professionalism and the polish. The focus is going to be on sharing ideas and sharing stories with you every single day. And the reason I'm doing this is threefold. First of all, my business is an idea business. And ultimately, if you're selling services or selling consulting or you're selling anything for that matter, every business is an idea business. That customers first identify with your ideas before they become interested in your products. And so I want to get better at formulating and sharing ideas. And I feel like I now have more ideas through my experiences than I have opportunities to share them. So that's why I want to do something daily. So every single day I can share those ideas with you because I think they're going to be valuable to you. The second reason is deliberate practice, that ideas are best matched with stories. And storytelling is a craft, it is an art, it is a science that requires practice. So if I do this every single day, I'm sharing stories, sharing ideas, I'm gathering feedback, I'm listening to what you like and what you don't like, well, guess what? I can't help but get better at storytelling, and that's the goal. And the third reason is I'm looking to foster here more of a human connection with you. If you think about something like the Startup Podcast by Alex Bloomberg and Gimlet Media, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably familiar with podcasts and you've probably heard of the Startup Podcast. But just in case you haven't, Alex Bloomberg was a radio producer with NPR. He worked on shows like This American Life and Planet Money, among others. And he quit his job and started a podcasting company. And when he started the company, he launched it with a podcast, very meta. And the podcast was very different from other podcasts that you might have heard. What Alex did was he told the stories about starting a business that nobody else tells you. You know, he went behind the scenes He documented conversations with venture capitalists when he was looking for funding. He documented conversations with himself and the struggles that he was having in pushing the business forward. He documented conversations with his business partner, with his spouse, and really kind of opened up the kimono, so to speak, and bared all to give you a glimpse into what it really takes to start a business. And that's why the show was powerful. There's certainly a lot of learning that came with it. I learned a lot from listening to the show, but more than that, it was the raw transparency and the intimacy that Alex created with the audience that made the show powerful. And so in many ways, I'm trying to do the same thing here. Probably not as intimate as Alex was. I don't plan on bringing you conversations with my wife anytime soon, but I do want to give you more of a behind the scenes look at what I'm doing, at my business, and the work that I'm doing with my clients, because again, I think there's going to be a ton of value in that for you. So that's what this show is about. I'm going to be coming to you every single day, give or take 5 minutes a day. I'm going to be sharing my experiences, sharing the experiences of my clients, sharing the conversations that I'm having and the lessons that I'm learning and the mistakes I'm making. And I hope that you're going to get a lot out of it. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. That's marketingoutloud.fm. And we will talk again tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.